authority as a believer, way down, and how that oftentimes the enemy comes at you and tries to destroy you by telling you stuff that is erroneous information, and then you're not living really in your full potential as a believer. And I got a picture of our little dog real quick I want to show you. We got this 2-pound, 2-ounce dog. Isn't that a big dog? She has her own Instagram account, Luffy Crank. She just posts stuff, you know, mostly selfies. She's in love with herself. But that dog wants to go everywhere with us. And I take her almost everywhere with her. You've heard me say before, I take her to the bank, let her ride the tube. And sometimes she even leaves a deposit, you know all that. But the dog always tries to leave with us. When we leave, she thinks she gets to go, because she does a lot of times. But she's so little, she could really be injured if she goes in the garage and we don't know it. So Nicole, we've tried it different ways. When the dog goes in the garage, she's tried, Luffy, get back in the house. No go. No, like, I'm not going. She's tried, Luffy, you get back in the house. Doesn't work. But the only thing that works is this code word, and it works for Nicole really well, and it works on me. She even does it on me. And she says, Luffy, get your butt back in the house. When she says it that way, the dog's like, oh, she's not kidding, and she runs back in the house. And I was thinking about it this last week. A lot of times as believers, we keep playing with the addiction. We keep playing with the enemy, and we're like, oh, devil, leave me alone. Stop it. Oh, yeah, well, no big deal. But you got to understand who you are and what you possess in Christ so you can essentially tell the enemy, Satan, get your butt back in the house and leave me alone. I decree and declare today that God has given me power to bind and loose and take authority and live a big, bold life. I'm here to tell you today that you're equipped, that you're anointed, that God's given you full authority, even if you've only been born again 2 weeks. You just received this. You're like, well, how many weeks do I have to go till I get full authority? Well, perhaps, you might, the enemy will say, well, you got to go 2 consecutive Christmases in a row, and you got to do 4 Easters, and then you got to go through our new members class, and then you'll have authority and power. But no, as soon as you receive Jesus, you receive full access, and heaven now backs you with this authority. And so that gives us the power to keep the enemy under our feet. Everybody shout it. Sounds good. Ephesians 1 verse 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet. Let's all read that together. All things under his feet. One more time, loud and strong.
All things under his feet.
Not some things. How many things? He's put drug addiction under your feet. He's put lack under your feet. He's put depression under your feet, discouragement under your feet, all things under your feet. Now, a lot of times, though, because of condemnation, a nation who is condemned, we get down and we wrestle with the stuff that we're supposed to be walking on. So we're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. We're supposed to not lean to our own understanding, Proverbs 3. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. So we need to have authority and power to understand that we should walk on, tread on serpents and scorpions, meaning problems, troubles, trials, setbacks. God has given us full authority and full power. Now, sometimes people will say, well, I remember I prayed for a guy one time, and he was basically in a full body cast, and he had had one attack after another. And just picture this guy in this cast, and his leg is up. And I said, we just need to break the power of this today, and I want you to pray this prayer with me. And I said, I take authority over Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And he said, I'll never forget it. He goes, I am in no position to be antagonistic to anyone at this point in my life. Have you ever felt that way? You're like, I am in no position to antagonize anyone. Well, you are not coming, according to this verse, at position as in your name. You're not coming in your authority. You're coming in the name that the Bible just said, that it is above every name. It is the greatest name that was ever given. I'm talking about Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. That greater one is living and abiding on the inside of you. And so now you have full access, full authority as a believer immediately upon receiving Jesus. Now, I want you to look at this in Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ. This is a discussion between him and Jesus, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon by Jonah, for no flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And also I say unto you, Peter, upon this rock, this revelation, I will build my church. This is Jesus speaking. and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I give you the keys to the kingdom. Keys represent authority. Keys represent power. Keys represent access, entry. Keys are everything. Without your keys, you're going nowhere. Anybody ever been in an argument with your wife and then you realize, I'm not talking to her for 2 days, and then you couldn't find your car keys? Keys represent. Now, Jesus, 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, he died for our sins. And at the same time that he died physically, this physical death, he died spiritually. That's why the sun went away and thunder clapped and the earth shook. And he said, it is finished. Sin's ability to have dominion over you. Sin's ability for you to wallow around in snake pits. You could walk upon serpents and scorpions. And the Bible says that he descended into hell and he led captivity captive. And he took from Satan. He disarmed him. He took from him the keys to hell, death, and the grave. And he comes back to earth. Remember that in the Synonymous Gospels? And he appears. And when he appears, he said, hey, I am going to my Father who is in heaven, seated at the throne of grace. I will be seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. That's a pass between prayer, between the enemy, the problem, and the Holy Spirit. I'm leaving with you. So when you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit as your comforter, your counselor, your advocate, your teacher, your standby, and he's on the inside of you. And that's why that you sometimes you hear that voice inside you that some people call it, something told me, woman's intuition. But it's really the Holy Spirit telling you, you're talking too much, you're entering into gossip now. Anybody heard that? You're wrong, leave it alone. Go back and tell him you're sorry. Come on, I need some help in this meeting today. Slow down, I smell bacon, there's a cop over the hill. The Holy Spirit's on the inside of you. It gives us an unfair advantage. And that Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and direct you, because the throne of grace where God is sitting, not the throne of judgment, the throne of grace, we have access to talk to God anytime through the name of Jesus. At the right hand of God, sitting in heaven today, right now, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as we know it, he is making intercession for us. And the Bible said that God sits in the heaven and he laughs. I've often thought about, wonder what makes God laugh. I think it's the stuff the devil tries to pull on you. He's down there forming weapons against you, Isaiah 54:17. Didn't say there wouldn't be formed, said they wouldn't prosper. And so he's watching that and God's going, that's so not going to work. Shaquita, I'm speaking to you right now, to move over here and move over there. Oh yeah, Bob, stop that, Bob. That is so not going to work. See, God sees the enemy not as an equal. So we're not coming as, I'm in no shape to antagonize anyone right now. God's always in a shape. He has not been out of shape. He has taken full access and authority, and he has, come on somebody, and he has given it to us. We have the keys to the kingdom. Some of y'all, I want to say it again so you get it. We have the keys to the kingdom. Now I'll tell a story on my dad. My dad was saved, but he was like, he still struggled with his flesh because he was mad. He born mad, wanted to go to Vietnam so he could kill people. He aggravated. He was the type of dad that when people would jack with him, I'd go, oh, please don't do that. You don't know who you're messing with. Anybody know somebody like that? You're like, oh, this ain't a normal guy. This guy gonna go cray cray on you. Come on, raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I'm assuming that it's you we're talking about right now. So we're driving down the road one day, and while we're driving, we're on a motorcycle, and some people don't like motorcycles, right? So this guy is yelling at my dad because I'm on the back and I'm about 10 years old, and he's swerving, trying to hit us on the motorcycle, yelling, you shouldn't ride your boy on a motorcycle, it's dangerous. It reminds me of the abortion people who says, you should not kill, and they shoot people on the way in. It's like, okay, what is wrong with this picture, right? So we stop at the red light, and I was like, oh, please, sir, shut up, please, sir. Oh, you don't know who you're messing with. We're talking top secret crypto of the armed forces, talking Highway Patrol Academy, cop aggravated, loves Jesus, but loves me, and you just tried to kill me. Oh, God, help him, Lord. And the guy's got his window down. He's yelling at my dad. My dad's trying to be calm. He's not looking. And I can almost hear my dad, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me. And then all of a sudden, I felt the kickstand go down. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Help this man. Help this man. My dad walks over there, flips him on the nose and says, a guy like you doesn't need to be driving. Slaps him back, grabs his car keys and throws them across the middle of the highway. He said, well, I'm going to call the cops. My dad pulls out his badge and says, I'm here. What do you like? What do you want? Hey, what's your problem? And then my dad got on the motorcycle, he drove off, and that guy was sitting on the side of the road. He still might be there today. We don't know. I'm telling you that the guy could go nowhere because my father, I'm not saying it's right, I'm just telling you what my daddy did. My dad took his authority and his dominion and his ability to go anywhere because he stripped him of his keys to go around punking people. I'm telling you that God Almighty, your dad, went to hell and became sick that you could be well, and he became poor that you could be rich, and he became cursed so that you could be blessed. And now we need to say, my dad, don't mess with my dad. You don't want to mess with my dad. There is no, I'm in no shape to antagonize anyone. You and I aren't antagonizing anyone. Jesus already did it for us, and now he's telling us that we should walk by faith and not by sight. And all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm saying the divorce worked together for your good. I'm saying that the bankruptcy worked together for your good. If you think about it, you wouldn't be open to God speaking to you right now had everything been going rosy. But I'm telling you, all things work together. Somebody ought to help me in here today. Shout all things. Shout it again. All things work together for my good, in Jesus' name. I just felt like I needed to. That's my app. Come on, turn it up, man. Look at your neighbor and say, all things. Come on, look back at him again and say, all things. I know this is weird for some of you, but somebody needs to hear this. Look again and say, all things work together for your good. And you know it's already started because they got to sit by you. Let's go to this passage. Psalms 91, verse 13. You'll walk, this is good news, unharmed among the lions and the snakes. In other words, tomorrow when you go back to work, you're going to walk among the lions and the snakes. Do I have anybody working with some lions and some snakes in here? Uh-huh. Sending those emails on you, talking bad about you, misrepresenting you, did the job you did. They took the credit. I'm talking right now that the lions and the snake, they be lying about what they told the boss. And it says in the message, you'll kick them serpents from the path. In other words, don't get down and wrestle with the devil. Just kick it out of the way. Now, in the King James, I like it. It says, you'll tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and you'll trample underfoot. Shout, I believe I will. Why? Because he has set his love upon you. Therefore, he will deliver you, and he has set you on high. He set his love upon you. In other words, it's not by your performance. It's not by your good deeds. It's just because the Lord loves you. I got a mini bike when I was little, not because I was good, but because my dad loved me. I had a go-kart with a van body on it, not because I was good, but because my dad loved me. People jack with me. You didn't want to mess with me. Pastor Omar will tell you, he called me the fair-haired boy. All the other kids was wrong. I was right. I wasn't always right, but I knew daddy. He named me after him. His name was David Crank, and my name was David Crank. And he told me when I was 15, you look a little older, and if you'll wear, you know, Sansibel pants and a double-breasted suit, I look like Carlton from Fresh Prince, but I looked a little older. And he said, because of that, my credit card's got your name on it, and so you can go in, and if you act like you're me, you will be able to buy what you want. And so I went in using my daddy's name my whole life, not because I was good, not because I had money, not because I had a credit card, but my dad gave me access. Y'all follow what I'm saying right now? And I could go in his name and get what, oh, yeah. I could purchase things that I couldn't afford. Now, I abused it, and I lost those credit cards, but he set his love upon you. He loves you.
And the enemy and the enemy will convince you that you're not up on a high place. And so then you end up wallowing down in the lowlands of mediocrity. You wallow around with the snakes and you try to fight fire with fire. Even the fire department has better sense than that. They use water. You can't, if you fight by the sword and live by the sword, you will die by the sword. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So I'm telling you, tomorrow when you go to work, Shaquita's not your problem. Bobby's not your problem. Susie's not your problem. The problem is the spirit behind the person, because you and I know that these people that are being mean to you, they can't be that mean on their own. Anybody know somebody you're like, you got to have satanic help because you couldn't be that bad? Come on, let's do it here. Come on, TV, raise your... There's a devil behind it. Ephesians 6, we wrestle not. Don't wrestle down there with the snakes and the scorpions. Kick it out of the way. So how do you solve that? On the way to work, you got Sirius radio, put it on 128. There's a little guy on 128 on Sirius, and he calls me on the phone when it goes south, and he's got call-ins and says, hey, PD, can you call me? Because we need to make it funny right now. This person's really upset. And I'll call in. So 128, everybody shout 128. There's a guy on there that'll say, you're fully equipped. You're fully powered. God's plans for you are for good, and he's going to bring you to expect it in. I promise you today that the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper today. And hey, I like to get started with something funny. Listen to 128. If you listen to Fox News, you're going to get depressed. You listen to CNN, you might die. I don't know what's going on in the world. I thought Y2K was going to get us, and then I thought anthrax was going to get us, and then I thought the Ebola was going to get us. Nothing shall be able to harm you because God has set his love upon you. Oh, yeah, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies be at peace with them. With long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Somebody ought to say amen up in this library today. I'll be preaching by myself. You got to believe this. Don't let the devil punk you, run you off the road. Your daddy will go over there and take the car keys and say, you want a piece? I don't think you want any of this. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil said what? What? God has set his love upon you. He loves you. Verse 14, because he set his love upon you, I will set you upon high because of my name, and he will call upon me, and I will answer, and I love this part, I will be with him in trouble. Anybody ever been in some trouble? How many of you in some trouble right now? Taylor Swift, trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Now let's talk about that, he's being with you. Sometimes what we do is Christian, in the Christian world, we went to Baptist church, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist, went to Presbyterian church, went to Catholic church, and I love all these churches. But oftentimes in the church world, they teach you how to react instead of act. Life is really about an act. It's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence that's not revealed to the five physical senses. In other words, we can't taste it, we can't touch it, we can't feel it, we can't smell it, but we say, I know that something good is just around. Satan wouldn't be following me and fighting me this hard. I mean, my husband couldn't be this bad on his own. He wasn't that bad. Nah, he's bad. Not the good Michael Jackson bad, just bad. He's bad. What happened to him? God, so now we're able to say, I'm not reacting, I'm acting in faith. In other words, I'm acting saved. I act in confidence of God's assurance on my life, even when it looks like it's going the wrong direction. I'm going to say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be exceedingly glad that I am. Now this morning on the way here, well, the other campus, you know, do Saturday night at 6:33, and then I got a 9 o'clock, then I do a 9:45, then they take me to 10:45, then 11:45. Then I go to lunch. And this morning, right off the bat, the devil started working stuff. I told the guy that drives me, We're driving, and I said, I'm not going to hear any of that. I'm not going to listen to any of that. It's the enemy trying to upset my heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if I get that trash, let me tell you something right now. I give that guy a sermon sometimes. I'm in the car. I said, you picture this. This is a trash can, and they're trying to take my lid off, and they're trying to, anybody ever flipped your lid? And somebody trying to flip your lid and throw a bunch of Jack in a Box and a bunch of trash in there. I said, no. I will protect my heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. And I said to him, this is the only Sunday in November that I got to be this age. Next Sunday, I'm going to be 7 days older than I is today. So today is the day I'm going to enjoy. In fact, come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. Okay, so sometimes it's the Bible, sometimes it's Jimmy Buffett. I don't know what happens. But you got to make a decision. I'm not wallowing with the serpents. I'm not wallowing with the snakes. Quote, see if you can recognize this quote. Who quoted this? I'm going to take the high road. You never go wrong taking the high road. Don't get down on the low roads of life. Just take the high roads. I took the high road, and God gave me Victoria. I took the high road, and God gave me the compact center. Take the high road. I wish I talked like him, but I can't. He wishes he talked like me, but he can't. I own this. This is mine. Shout, I'm going to take the high road. Shout it again. Say it again. One more time. You have no business wallowing down here in the flesh, because your flesh and my flesh never got saved. Looked at my hands and they looked new. Looked at my feet and they did too. But you get to heaven. No, your feet didn't get saved. Your feet will still walk to all those places. It'll still walk you down the path of discouragement. But when you get saved, you go, oh, wait a minute. I know the Bible says that I should have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So I'm walking in peace. If I have no peace, then I don't go. If I got no peace, I'm not going down that road. Now your flesh will go, 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 go. It'll be fun, fun. The hot sign's on. Look at Krispy Kreme. You know good and well God doesn't want you eating Krispy Kreme. And you made a vow to God that you wasn't going to do it, that you was going to eat a green smoothie. But then you saw that sign, and then you drove through, and then you got just one. And then it hit your tongue, and you said, And you look at it, and your flesh says, all of me wants all of you. All your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfection. Oh yeah, that's your flesh. My flesh does it too. But we're supposed to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. And when we walk in the flesh, you and I know, we slap people, we get mad, we wrestle, we send emails, and now you got to clean up. Anybody ever send an email and you think, oh, if I could retract that? Come on, raise your lion hand. I'm going to come down there and slap somebody. Anybody ever sent a text and you went, oh, dang it. Yeah. You want to make $1 billion, you figure out how to retrieve text, retrieve emails. But your flesh said, do it, and that's the way you need to do it. And they need to be told, and they need to let, you can't let people punk you like that. And you got to deal with that right now. They'll treat you, you know what? If you let people treat you like that, you'll just be mistreated your whole life. You need to tell them what you think. And then now you have a party, and you want everybody to come to your birthday party, and it's just you. That gene is in me. That gene is there. And when I first got saved 10 years ago and started pastoring the church, I was pastoring the church, but we were not on TV and we had no billboards. So I was still able to live in the country. And if you slap me, I'll slap you back. And then God raised me up. And I started getting on television. 130,000 people started watching and started seeing billboards. And then I go to slap a trucker and they're like, oh, Pastor Dave. I'm like, I just want to say, hey, how you doing? God bless you. You know, I just want to pray with you right now. God, I pray for this guy, Lord. I pray that you teach him how to drive, God. Just help him drive, Lord. We can control our flesh. Come here, Big Jim. See, I meet guys sometimes. Beat his wife. I just can't control myself. I can't control myself. I just get mad. But you put him next to Big Jim, he can control himself. How many of y'all see what I'm saying right now? You can control yourself. You just don't want to control yourself. I can control myself with it. You can be all mad. I'm going to get that guy. And then he punking me. And then you go, hello, sir. You can get glad in the same britches you got mad in. I'm saying that your flesh and my flesh will get us wallowing down in the snake pit of life, and God has set us in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and all authority and all power is given to us. So now we should bind things in the spirit. We should bind things with our words, and we don't need to try to wrestle with flesh, because somebody is bigger than you, and they're badder than you, and they're faster than you, and they're smarter than you. I know it's hard to believe, but there's somebody somewhere. We don't need to do this in the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, we will die according to the flesh. But if we live a life of the spirit, you'll enjoy your days, you'll have a good life, you won't let people steal your joy, and you won't try to get up in a bunch of business that's not yours. That'll help some of us if we just mind our own business. Okay, so as I close, watch this. Eddie Long, watch this. I love watching him on TV because I'm like, okay, I'm watching. What'd you go say? Watch this. But it's more like this. Watch this. When my dad became a police officer in Woodson Terrace, they gave him a badge, and they gave him a gun, and they gave him some mace, and they gave him a club. And they highly suggested to him, if somebody had a traffic violation, not to use the gun. You ran that stoplight. They taught him the law, and he was supposed to act civil in this law, that in authority that he was given. And oftentimes, you and I don't realize that we have been deputized by God Almighty, and we have a badge, and we have authority. And that gun, that power that we have, is the words that come out of our mouth, and we're speaking and firing blanks. We're like Barney Fife. We got one bullet. Go to church every once in a while. I'm talking to you right now. You need to get out to Palm Beach Lakes High School every Thursday night. I preach there. You need to get out to Sunset Hills, Earth City, or the Welland Springs campus. You got one bullet. You need extra clips. And you need to understand when the devil says you're going to die early. Oh, no, hang on one second. With long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Oh, yeah, you're going to go broke. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Psalms 103, oh, God has crowned me with loving kindness. Oh, you're getting loaded up. This authority and this power that God has given you should not lie dormant. You should fully activate it in your life and take full advantage of it and stop trying to act like you don't have authority. You are, I'm going to call the cops. I'm here. I did that and that organ went off. That was funny. One more time. Preach it with a B3. You should get the app. Because you're praying a prayer. You're praying over your food. I know I kind of went ADD on you there, but it's so good. Can you imagine today you're at Cracker Barrel and you get ready, you got, God bless this food in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord. Nobody else at Cracker Barrel but you. You have authority. Take the right and authority and stop letting the devil punk you, talk down to you. You're never going to make it. If it's going to happen, it would have happened by now. No. The Bible in Luke 18 says, and I saw Satan flying down from the heavens like lightning. In other words, he came up and said, God, I will be equal with you. And God's like, not today, you won't. He didn't call for security. He didn't say, somebody call 911. No, Satan just comes flying out of the heavens, and he stripped him of that authority and that power, because Lucifer was the anointed cherub, and he was the one who was leading worship in heaven. And he tried to bring himself up to that authoritative place that you got. And that's part of the reason why the enemy hates you so bad, is now you got the job he always wanted. Now Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and God has seated us with him in heavenly places. And so the devil hates you puritanically on the fact that he's jealous of the authority and the rights you have, because you are God's beloved. He set his love upon you. So as I close, stop letting the devil tell you you're not. Stop arguing with the snakes at the bottom. God has set you up high. Take your full authority as a believer and begin to declare out of your mouth each and every day. I declare today that it's a day of favor. I declare with long life he'll satisfy me. I know the plans he has for me, and they're for good and not for evil, to bring me to an expected end. Yes, there are weapons being formed, but none of them shall work against me. What shall separate me from the love of Jesus? Height, death, things present, thing to come. Nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Oh yeah, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God, I thank you that goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. I'm a success going somewhere to happen. God's favor and his love is on me, not based on my flesh, not based on my feelings, based on the greater one, the Holy Spirit living and abiding on the inside of me. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Oh yeah, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord today. They'll be singing, they'll be dancing, there'll be victory. Yeah, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. I'm not perplexed. I'm not troubled. I'm not trial. I'm going to go through this in grand style, knowing if God be for me, who can be against me? Raise your hand today if you say, Pastor, that was to me. Wave them if you say it was to me. At home, let God see you. Let the devil see you. Let's say this right now. Say, I decree and declare. Supernatural blessing, supernatural favor, it's all my life. I take my authority, I walk in boldness, I use my rights and privileges as a born-again believer because I've received Jesus. And I go in his name, not in my name, because the greater one is on the inside of me. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone said amen. Come on, give it up for God today. Come on, let's do a big clap. Woo! Let's make some noise. Hallelujah! We walk on earth, families grow.